back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. There's a country, Belarus, right next to Russia. It used to be part of the Soviet Union. And the closer people get to Russia, the more influenced they are by Putin and the more afraid they are by Putin. Belarus, the head of Belarus, described usually as a strong man, authoritarian. His name is Alexander Lukashenko, vicious individual like Putin, subservient to Putin. Basically stays in power even though he ignores elections, he ignores popular sentiment, he arrests people and beats people. And if you think that can't happen in what had been a democracy, think twice. There are plenty of people in law enforcement and elsewhere. If a Trump got elected in this country and suspended the writ of habeas corpus and decided to ignore an election and imprison federal judges, there'd be a lot of foot soldiers who would support him. That happened in Belarus. Well, Belarus just sent up a fighter jet to intercept a European airliner and forced it to land in Minsk in Belarus. And they dragged an opposition journalist off the plane, and he now beat him, and he now faces a minimum of 12 years and a potential death sentence because as a journalist, he had written articles supporting protests against Alexander Lukashenko. Now, what happened? This journalist was living in Europe. He wasn't dumb enough to go back the way Alexei Navalny was in Russia. I have a lot of respect for Alexei Navalny. They poison the guy, he goes to Germany and gets cured. And then this happens to him. But the plane was from Athens to Lithuania, Vilnius, Lithuania. It was about to land, but it had to briefly go over to Belarus airspace. It was Ryanair, an Irish airline, low cost, sort of like Southwest, very popular in Europe. Fighter jet diverts it, lands in Minsk, drag the guy off, and let it proceed. That has got to be stopped. The EU is pushing back. The US is pushing back. EU is demanding his release, Roman Protasevich's release. And some airlines are saying they won't fly to Belarus anymore. They won't fly in Belarus airspace. My own thought was, if I were that pilot and you're about to land in Vilnius in Lithuania, why don't you just land? But if they shot the plane down, you'd kill everybody on board. And in this environment, they probably wouldn't start a war over it. You have vicious people, not just Putin. It's spreading to Belarus and even the heads of Hungary and Bulgaria are starting to warm up to Putin. This is very dangerous. That's why we're very lucky to have Biden in there and not Trump, slave of Putin. So the other possibility is, I mean, Belarus can't stand an absence of European travel to Minsk. I mean, we can isolate them, but that is ongoing. And nobody thought you could fly from Athens to Lithuania and what the heck, both free countries. Suddenly out pops a jet fighter from Belarus and forces them to land in Minsk. Stay tuned. Go to the lines. Ross in Middleton, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Ross?
Hey, Matt. 60-year-old guy from Middleton. My relatives on my dad's side came from Belarus in the early 1900s. I think they were fleeing persecution. I was going to ask you, like, what do you do with these little countries in which they have such a nationalist fervor? I think Lukashenko makes Putin look reasonable. I think, like you say, I don't know if there's, I mean, like, what do we do, you know? But I guess, like, you know, like what you're saying is you just put pressure, you ask him to release this journalist. But otherwise, I wonder if the way the world is changing, if countries like Hungary, if countries like Poland, if countries like Belarus, if it's just going to be a matter of time before this nationalism kind of just sort of dissipates. I don't know. That was my comment.
Yeah, that's a very good point. Let me just give you my historical perspective on it. But it's this. Russia, you know, is a very large country. It's not doing well. It has an economy the size of Italy's. But it certainly dwarfs all these other countries. And the truth is that it was Gorbachev and then Yeltsin. Gorbachev essentially agreed to the breakup of the old Soviet Union. Soviet Union was not just Russia. It was Belarus. It was Georgia. You know, basically Ukraine. Ukraine used to be part of Poland. I mean, in the 18th century, Poland was the largest by territory country in Europe. Lithuania was part of Poland. So bit by bit, the Ruskies chopped it up. They had help from Prussia and Austria in the 18th century. They had help from the Nazis in after the Second World War or during the Second World War, and then the commies had it. But these are very, very complex areas of the world. So what do I think? Well, first of all, Hungary, Bulgaria, and Poland, for that, I mean, Poland is the crown jewel of all this. They are desperate for freedom, and the United States was the guarantor of their freedom. We demanded their liberation from the Soviet Union throughout the history of Soviet domination, and then it worked. Gorbachev and Yeltsin freed them, and they were free countries, and they are free countries. Why are they drifting back now? Poland is not drifting back because they love Russia. There's historical animosity that goes back hundreds of years. But basically, I'll give you one example. The EU decided that they were going to bring in a lot of immigrants, Syrian immigrants and others from jihadist cultures. The Ottoman Empire occupied Eastern Europe for a long time. To expect, you know, Bulgaria and to expect, say, Serbia and other countries in Eastern Europe to welcome this when they were under Ottoman domination for hundreds of years is absurd. It's absolutely absurd. So what do you do? Well, Europe has got to tighten up its immigration policies and stop this influx of people from jihadist cultures. But the second thing it's got to do is stand up to Russia. A lot of these countries, they're good countries, but they're very weak when it comes to Russia. And the United States is, of course, the 800-pound gorilla. When you have the 800-pound gorilla, the biggest guy in the playground, chickening out in front of Russia, and that happened with Trump, chickened out, then these others get very nervous because the number two on the playground, the bully, Russia, will beat them up, so they suck up to him. Poland less so than others. I have to admire that. But what we need is a strong United States with our ascendant values and culture in perpetuity. Western civilization is the only really form of human order in the history of the world. There have been other democracies. They were short-lived and all of that. Everybody wants to come to Europe and the United States for good reason. And we have to stop denigrating the United States and denigrating Europe and frankly standing up and saying what Russia does, they're not communist anymore, but it's organized crime that runs it, are bad. Those systems are bad. Jihad is bad. Communism is bad. They're enemies of freedom. And let Poland, Lithuania, Latvia, Estonia, Bulgaria, Hungary, the Balkans know we are with them against Russia. Trump did not do that, and he should have done it. Really hurt us because he was getting funded by Russia and some other things. Ross, thanks a lot for calling in. Very interesting background of yours as well. Coming to the end of the show, it was a great show. Stand by for some excellent programming. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Devil's Advocate, Diamond Crute, Earl Ingram. Saturday's Pizza Box Mike, Thinking Outside the Pizza Box, by Pizza Box Mike. A lot of other good programming. This is the end of the show. Matt Flynn Direct back same time, same place tomorrow. On the dial, Matt Flynn Direct signing off for today.